We begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis daf Mem Tes. We begin 8 lines down the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues on with the theme of the next Mishnah, not related to the previous Mishnah, which was discussed in the laws of Safek Bechar, when there's a doubt that happens which regarding the topic of this parak of Yesh Bechar, which talks about the laws of the firstborn son. Here we're talking about a regular case of when we know that this is the firstborn son. However, says the Mishnah, Meis HaBen B'Teich Shleish Miyem. Let's say the son doesn't make it through, he dies within the first month of birth. Says the Mishnah, Af Pisha Nosn LeKayin, even if the father already had given the 5 slum to the Kayin because of the Pidyon HaBen, redeeming his firstborn son, Yachzer, the Kayin has to give the money back. Because it turns out that he was a Nafel, he was a non-viable child, he didn't survive for 30 days, and the whole obligation of Pidyon HaBen only begins after day 30. And therefore the obligation was never there, and therefore he has to give back the money to the father. Now, but if the son dies after 30 days, and even the father didn't give yet, and his son's already dead, he still has to give, because the obligation already was acquired, that already started at day 30, and he has to give it, even though he didn't give it yet, even though his son already died. Now, what happens if the son dies on the 30th day itself? Says the Tanakama, it's like the day before, it's like day 29, which is the same halacha that we said before, that even if the father already gave it, the Kohen would have to give it back. Kiva, I mean, he disagrees. He says as follows. Im nasan layito. If he already gave it to the Kohen on day 30, and the son died, he can't take it back. Vim loy nasan layitin. But if he didn't give it, then he doesn't have to give it. So the Gemara explains this machlokes. My time at Rabbanon, what's the reason, Rabbanon, that they said that day 30 is not the obligation. It's like the day beforehand. And that the obligation of Pinyan Ben begins on day 31. Because Gamri Chaydish Chaydish Mimidbar, they learn that Gzeir Shaba, the word month, where it says in this context in Bamidbar Yitches Ufiduyim Ben Chaydish Tifta that the halacha Pinyan Ben begins when the child is a month old, and it says in regards to the midbar in the desert, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when it says Pekoy Kol Bechar Zachar Ben Chaydish B'Malo, that they have to count the Jewish people, the census, and that started the firstborns were counted from 1 month and older. So we learn that from there that. Just Mahasam Vamala, just like over there when it says that when they counted the firstborn was a month, and it says Vamala, which sounds like that was after 30 days, meaning that it started from day 31. Afacha Nami Mala, so therefore over here also where it says by the Halacha Pinyan Ben, it says Chaydish, it means over a month. And that is day 30 is not yet counted, it's only from 31 and up. And therefore the Rabbanan said that if he dies on day 30, then the obligation, even if he gave it to the Kohen, he would get his money back. Now, but Rebbe Akiva Masafkali. Rebbe Akiva was in doubt if we actually could learn out the halacha of Pinyan Ben from over there, where it talks about also a one-month-old child, in the census of the Midbar. Why? From the fact that we have to say the same teaching of that it's not really enough with day 30, but it has to be above day 30, which is day 31, in the context of the laws of Arachin. Arachin's halacha, that the Torah gives a certain value based on age and gender, regards to, someone says, I want to give this value of this person, of Arachin, to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it says in the Torah that, Imi ben shishim shana v'mala, if we're going through the different ages, and if the person is 60 years and above, which tells us, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erechin, Daf Chesam and Aleph, we learn out where there it says Shana, 60 years, and all the other places, when it talks about their value according to their ages, also says the word Shana, we learn out Gzeir Shava. Just like by the 60th year, 60 is not yet the next category, because it's Vamala. It's only over 60 that you're in the next category. And rather, 60 is going to be like the category beneath it, which is actually a stringency, because When the person gets too old, over 60, then actually his value starts actually decreasing. So we say Gzeir Shava, that even though they're saying that 60 is like the category beneath it is a stringency, but we learn that Gzeir Shava, that all the other places where it says Shana, let's say 5 years old or 20 years old, that we're going to say it's like the category beneath it, even though that's a leniency. So therefore, the lowest category over there, when the child is a month old, where it only starts Arachin when it's over a month, because under that doesn't have any Erechin value at all, we say that day 30, we learn that from the Gzeir Shava of from 60 years, says Shana, and says Shana by all the other areas where it says their age, is day 30 is going to be like lower than 30, even though that's going to be leniency. That's why we need a Gzeir Shava. But one thing is, we see that we have this same limud of saying that day 30 is not going to be that category yet. It has to be over, it has to be Vamala. Now, v'loy gamri, and we're not learning out that it says a month over here by erech in value, and it says a month that by mimidbar, where we should say, oh, what do we learn that from the midbar? Where to say that the erech in value is not going to be until he's over day 30, that has to be day 31. So therefore, that's coming out that Erechin, where it says Vamala, and by Midbar Sina, where the senses, where it says Vamala, they are Shnei Kesum Abon Kechad. You have two psukim saying the same idea, that you need to have 31 days. Day 31 is when it starts, and not enough for 30 days. Now, so although Rabbi Kiva says to Rabban, and you're right, you should learn a Chodesh Chodesh from Midbar, the problem is, but V'chol Shnei Kesum Abon Kechad Eim Alamdin, whenever you have two psukim teaching the same concept, you actually cannot learn it to another context, meaning what we're talking about over here regarding Pinya Ben. You can't say that you'll know that day 30 is like the day before it, and that it has to be V'mala. Because why is the Torah saying it twice? If we should be learning off from it, say one time. Why are you saying another one to say no? You have to specify every time that you want to say that it has to be day 31 and not day 30. So therefore, maybe you can't learn off from that. So why was he in doubt? So why does he say, oh, whenever it's the mitzvah mechaveroi, that's a love araya, you didn't give it, don't give it. You gave it, you can't get it back. Why? Because Oidemo, he's in doubt the other way too. He says, maybe kiyein malabdin, when do we generally say that when you have two psukim saying the same idea, you can't learn that to another context? That's li'alma. That's for something else, which is not talking about the context, which are these two ksuvma that are written, which is b'chir, and that in the midbar, and of Erechin. Because let's say the concept that the Torah would be writing about a month would be talking about a totally different topic. So then you would say, no, ein malamd. Aval legufayu, but for the context itself that it says in that specific area, one of the two that are being mentioned, the Shnei Ksuvim, is talking about Bechairis, the firstborns in the midbar. We're both of them are talking about the idea of Bechairis, so maybe you would say, oh, for that context itself, for firstborns of future generations, which is the laws of Pinya Ben, maybe that Malamda, maybe that you could learn out, because that's the context itself, where it is saying in the Torah, that second Pasuk, one of the two Pesukim, is that of Bechairis, of the firstborns in the Midbar. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva was in doubt. Now, because we're in doubt, that's why Rabbi Kiva says that middle ground. He says, look, if you gave it, you can't take it back, because maybe the halacha is that it is 30, is like post-30. But if you didn't give it, then you have to give it because maybe it's not. Maybe 30 is like the day before it. And therefore, that's his opinion in the Mishnah Nalag Rabban. Now, however, Amr Vashi says, Hakol Moedim L'in Avelis. So although we have this dispute regarding the Pinya Ben, is day 30 like the Chiv or is it like the Pater? But regarding the laws of mourning, everyone agrees, Yom Shleishim Kiyem Shalafanav, that the 30th day is going to be like the day before it. Meaning, if the child dies within 30 days on day 30, generally, the halacha is, if a child dies under 30 days, there's no halachas of mourning on his father. Because we say he's a nafal, non-viable child. It wasn't even something that requires mourning. On that we're saying that everyone's going to agree that day 30 will be like before and that there's not going to be laws of mourning. Why? Because of Amar Shmuel says, halacha k'divrei ha-mekel b'avol. In general, the halacha is like the laws of the lenient opinion in regards to laws of mourning. So therefore here too, where although it is open for debate, but the halacha is everyone's going to agree that we're going to go like what it is from beforehand, and there's not going to be a law of mourning if the child died on day 30. Now, continuing on a similar theme, says the next Mishnah, the previous Mishnah spoke about if the child dies within 30 days. Our Mishnah says, Mis ha'av b'teir shleishim. If the father of the child died within 30 days, the child wasn't yet 30 days old, and the father passed away. So says the Mishnah, Becheske shalei nifta. So there's a presumption that the child wasn't yet redeemed, because a person generally is not going to redeem his child within 30 days, because the mitzvah obligation only starts at day 30. Until the child brings proof, someone brings proof that he was redeemed, okay, then we're going to say he's not obligated. But until then, we assume that he was not redeemed. Let's say the father had passed away when the child was already post 30 days. Let's say he was 40 days old. Then the presumption is that he actually was redeemed. And hence, if a kohen is coming to say, hey, this is a firstborn child, where's his five slum? The kohen's a mitzvah mechaber, he's trying to collect. And therefore, he's in the lower position. And therefore, the child doesn't have to give his pinya ben. Until they tell the child, they tell the son, you know, your father said when he was passing away, shalei nifta, that the child, wasn't redeemed yet. And here, as Rashi points out, which obviously is from the wording of the Mishnah, that we're just telling the child, is sufficient. You don't need a bona fide testimony by two witnesses to obligate the child in the pinyan ben. Why? Because although we said there's a chazaka, we presume that the child is redeemed post 30 days, that's not a bona fide chazaka. Because the majority of people don't pay up their debts immediately. Day 30 pinyan ben, they're giving it right away. So people celebrate the pinyan ben, they give it right away, but it happens that people don't give their things right away, and therefore just by notifying the child, he'll still be obligated. Moreover, Rashi says another reason why you couldn't say the words Achayavi Raya until the Kohen brings a proof. Why are they saying until they tell the son? Is because here the son could tell the Kohen who's coming to claim the five slum, he could say, what do you mean? How do you know my father didn't give it? He could have given it to any one of many Kohanim out there. So therefore, we're talking about not that the Kohen could come and claim it, but rather that the son should know that he is obligated in the Pinyan Ben if they tell him that, look, your father said that he didn't give the Pinyan Ben. Now, continues the Mishnah, who liftes u'benoi liftes? Another halacha. Let's say the father finds out, or that was the fact, that he actually himself is a firstborn son and he was never redeemed yet. And now he has a firstborn son, and then he's finding out, the rabbi tells him, says, you have a mitzvah pinyan ben. What? Firstborn son? Well, I'm a firstborn son. My father never did it. So what's the halacha? Says the Tanna Kamma, who kaidin libnoi? The obligation is first for him to fulfill his own mitzvah pinyan ben before the mitzvah that he's doing for his son. Rabbi Hudaima, he says, no. Benoi kaidmai. The redemption of his firstborn son is before him. Why? So he says, she mitzvasai, because his mitzvah, meaning the redemption of the father himself, of his being a firstborn, was al aviv, was obligation. Who is that obligation? Was on his father who passed away. Umitzvah benoi, a love. The mitzvah of his son is on him, meaning the father is one of the obligations of the father. L'mayloi l'ftoisoi, there's a few obligations on the father, and the obligations in the father. So therefore, says to the contrary, no, do the sons first, because that's your primary obligation. The obligation was on your father to redeem you. Now, father's not around, then you have to do it, but primarily now you do the son first, and then your own. Nidma, we learned, following Machlokes, Hapaydez b'noi b'tei shleishim yam. Some redeems his son within 30 days. So Rav Amar b'nei Pada, he says, okay, the son is redeemed. Ushmul Amar im b'nei Pada, he says, no, the son is not redeemed. And the Gemara qualifies this machlekes and says, the kuli amar ma'achshav, everyone agrees that if he's saying, I want my son to be redeemed from now, on day 10, that im b'nei Pada, everyone's going to agree that his son is not redeemed, it's just like a gift to the Kohen, because within 30 days, there's no application of redemption, because the Pasuk says, ufadoivim ben chaydish, only starts when the child is over 30 days old. Now, however, if let's say he said within 30 days, on day 15, let's say, he said to the Kohen, look, here's money, but I want that the redemption for my son should take effect after 30 days, when then the mitzvah can take effect. And v'isnu lamois, and after 30 days, the money is extant, it's there in the hand of the Kohen after 30 days. So everyone agrees for sure, v'ad b'nei padi. Then for sure everyone agrees that the son would be redeemed, because since you're saying that it should take effect after day 30, it's like at that point that you're giving him the money, which is the five slum, and it's taking effect. Ki pligi, when did Rav and Shmuel have this machlekes, this dispute, is when he's giving it within 30 days, and he's saying that la'achash le'shemir, I want it to take effect post 30 days, which is the only way it could take effect, the mitzvah, but v'nes'achlu ha'mois, the money was already used up by the kind by the time day 30 came around, and it's not here anymore. The machlekes is as follows. Rav Amar b'nei Pada, he says, the firstborn son is redeemed. Why? He says, I could prove to you a parallel in halacha from when a person is betrothing, is engaging a woman. Where if he would give her something worth a value, which has to be worth a shava pruta, and he says, look, take this ring, take this thing, and I want you to be engaged to me after 30 days. The halacha is that she's going to be engaged. The Gemara says the Kiddush of the Testament Alf. Now, says Rav, Hasam, Lav Avagavdin Nisachla Mois, let's say he gives her $100, he gives her money. Isn't the halacha over there that even though the money gets used up before day 30, you have a kedushi, the Gemara over there in kedushin proves, that's going to be considered kedushin, which the novelty of the halacha is that he has to give her something at the time of kedushin. And we don't say that, wait a second, you want her to take effect after day 30, she already used up the money beforehand, so what's there? So she owes you money, it's like a loan. Now, the halacha is that forgiving a loan is not really giving anything, and that wouldn't be valid as which you require in the scene at the time of Kedushin. So the chiddush in this halacha is that we don't consider it nullifying or forgiving a loan. We consider it as if you gave her something post 30 days. So therefore, as we continue to Medbeis, says Rav, Sahachanam Eloshna, here also there's no difference. Even if the Kohen used it up beforehand, we consider it like you gave it and that it was post 30 days, and you fulfilled your mitzvah penya ben. But Shmuel Amalach, Shmuel would tell you that no, they're different. Hasam biyadei lekach ma'achshav. Thereby kedushi by isha. The reason why it works is because right now, when you're giving her the money, it could take effect right now. You're deciding it should take effect in a few weeks from now. So though the money's not there then, we join together what you're giving her right now, which could take effect right now, that it'll be taking effect then too. But here in the case we're describing, the pinya ben cannot take effect right now. We agreed to, according to everyone, within 30 days it can take effect. So therefore, if nisach lamayis, then says Shmuel that no, this would not take effect post day 30, because since you can't do it right now, and it's not around after 30 days, then there's no nisin of mayis of the five slum, and the son's not redeemed. And says the Gemara of Avagav, the Kamelin, and although we generally hold the Cholhecha, the Pliger, Rav and Shmuel, whenever there's a dispute in Shas between Rav and Shmuel, so Hilchas a Karav B'Yisuri, Halacha falls like Rav when it comes to prohibitory law, Ukushmul Bedini, and Halacha is like Shmuel when it comes to judgments regarding monetary law, Halacha Hilchas a Kav Hasei, the Shmuel, here the Halacha is like Shmuel, where although the money was given to the Kain, what we're discussing over here is regarding the prohibitory law of the Mitzvah Pinya Ben, Allah is going to be like Shmuel, and ain't b'nei padoi, his son's not going to be redeemed if it was nes'ach l'hamayis before day 30. Now, however, tonight the Gemara asked on Shmuel from the Mishnah Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, meis b'teich l'amayim. This is that first Mishnah, where if the firstborn son died within 30 days, so the Mishnah said, av pishon nas l'kayin, even though he already gave the money to the kayin, yachz l'chamish l'am. The kayin's got to give the money back. Then it turns out it was a nafal, non-viable child, the obligation never started, got to give the money back. Says the Gemara, time of the mace. Oh, the inference is because the son died, that's why it didn't work. Haloi mes, but sounds like if the child didn't die, then b'nai padi, then it would have taken effect and the son would be redeemed, even though it was within 30 days. Says the Gemara, yeah, hachamai skin, what are we talking about? The isna l'mois. The money wasn't used up. The money was still there post 30 days, therefore it's going to take effect. Then we said everyone agrees, even Shmuel. There was not the hukal on Shmuel. So the man says, okay, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah then said, if the father died within 30 days. So the Mishnah said, Becheske shalei nifta, so we presume that the child was not redeemed, because no one's paying it generally before the obligation even starts. Ad, and the Gemara says, Sheyavi raya, shenifta, until he brings proof that he was redeemed. Now, the inference is, if he did bring proof, then the son would be redeemed, even though the father gave it within 30 days. Now, that's difficult on Shmuel, who said that it doesn't take effect within 30 days, because you can't do the redemption right now. So it's like, no, hasanami di isnu lemois beinai. There it's also talking about that the money was still extant. Yeah, if he proves that the father gave it on day 15 and the money's still there post 30, then it's going to take effect. Even according to Shmuel, it's not difficult on Shmuel. Now the Gemara tells that Tani Tanik Hamid Rabbi Huda, there was a teacher of Braises who taught the following Braises upon the Rabbi Huda. Hapaydez benoi b'teich shleishim yayim. If someone redeems his son within 30 days, benoi padai, his son's redeemed. And Amalei, Rabbi Huda's reaction to the Tanya that Braisa was, Shmuel Amma im b'nei padai. Shmuel says the son's not redeemed, as we said, if Nesach l'amois, v'at amr b'nei padai, and you're saying the son is redeemed, how can you teach this Braisa? And the Gemara tells us, because v'avagab de kamelon k'rav b'isur k'shmuel b'dini, even though we know the general halacha falls like Rav when it comes to Isser, and Rav says that the son is redeemed, but halacha hilchasa k'vaseh de Shmuel, here the halacha falls like Shmuel, which the halacha is, in b'nei padai, the son is not redeemed. Now the Mishnah continued and then says, who liftais or b'nai liftais? Comes out, father realizes he has an obligation to redeem himself, and the son that he had now, the firstborn, he also has an obligation to redeem. So the first opinion said, who kaidim l'b'nai v'chulu, he comes before a son, but there was a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding, does he do his son first, or does he do himself first? Now, Tanban Lina Braisa that elaborates on this machlekes and says this same machlekes, who liftais b'nai liftais? If he has the obligation to redeem himself and to redeem his firstborn son, who kaidim libnai? Tanakama says he comes to the mitzvah of redeeming himself comes before the mitzvah of redeeming his firstborn son. He says, no, b'nai kaidmai. The redemption of his firstborn comes first. Shemitzvasi, I love him. His mitzvah is on his father. Umitzvah b'nai, I love. And the mitzvah of his son is on him. Now, Amr B'Yemri, he qualifies this halacha and gives a different translation of understanding of this machlekes. He says, "Hakol ma'idim, everyone agrees, heichad deleke ela chamish lam." Look, if the father, this person who had this firstborn son, only has five slum, which the amount that is given to the kain for the pinya ben, then who kaidim l'bnai? He says, no, everyone agrees that he comes first. The mitzvah of redeeming himself would be the one that he would do. My time, what's the reason? So he says, the mitzvah didei adav. A person's own mitzvah, which is his for himself, definitely is better, and definitely he would do his own first. But he says, Ki pligi, when do they disagree? Hechadika chamish mishubadis. The father actually has 10 sloim, but 5 are incumbent properties, which means to say that it was something that he had, but he already sold it to someone else, and that has a value of 5 sloim. V'chamish b'nei charin, and in his pocket, in his bank account, he has 5 open, available sloim. So what's the machlokes? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda sav, Rabbi Yehuda held, Milva haksuva b'tayru, when you have a loan written in the Torah, which is the terminology used for an obligation, a monetary obligation to the kohen of 5 slum, so it's like a loan which is owed to the kohen that's written in the Torah, it's kiksuv b'shtar dami. It's like it's written in the document, which is like the kohen could come with an IOU with a sefer Torah, say, look, you see, you owe me this money. So therefore comes it as follows. Vidi day, the 5 slum that the father owes for himself, his own redemption, Azul, the kohen could go, b'tarv mimishabdi, he could go ahead and collect those 5 slum which were encumbered, because what was owed to the kohen was actually prior obligated to the kohen before this guy, whoever bought the 5 slum worth from this father. Meaning, when the words that he said was shemitzvasi al aviv, the way we're understanding it now, what he was saying was, when the father's father was still alive, it doesn't mean shemitzvasi al aviv, oh, like the way we were translating up until now, oh, the reason why his is different and that it comes second after the son is because it's not really his own mitzvah. No, we're saying everyone agrees his mitzvah, mitzvah didei aviv. We're saying because his mitzvah is al aviv, meant to say because the obligation started when his father, the grandfather, was still alive. And that's when the shibud started, because the moment he's born, the kohen comes with IOU showing, look in the Torah, look, this money is encumbered to me. Now, so therefore, the kohen is allowed to collect for the father's obligation from nechasim shabbadim. U'bahani chamish b'nei charin park liberei. And therefore, the first thing actually that Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what we do? The 5 available tzloim is given for the redemption of the firstborn, that his own son that he has. Now, the reason why we do it like that, and then the kohen goes and collects the 5 slum mishabadim for the father's own obligation from the lekach, is because if you would first use the first 5 available that he has in his pocket for the father's own redemption, then he would not be able to redeem the son anymore, because maybe he had sold this field before his son was born. And therefore, the kohen's IOU is not before that shibud. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, if you want to use all 10 slum for the redemption of the father and the son, first use the 5 available for the sons, then the 5 that are mishubit, the kohen will be able to collect for the father's own obligation. But Rabban and Sabi, the Rabban held that no, milva ksuv b'tayra laf ksuv b'shtar dami. A loan that's written in the Torah, meaning the mitzvah pinya ben, it's not like it's written in a document. And therefore, they say that if you would take the 5 available slum that the father has because of redeeming his own son, the kohen would not be able to go ahead and collect from the lekuchas, and the father himself would not be redeemed. And we said everyone agrees that mitzvah didei adif. So hilchach mitzvah didei adav, therefore it's better to go ahead and do his own, and therefore they said that you go ahead and redeem the father and not the son. But again, everyone agrees his mitzvah is better. The only question is, well, would you be able to get the other 5 for the father's own or not? If you could, then go do the son first. But if you can't, then obviously the 5 that you have is going to go for the father's own chiyuv. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, further qualifying this mitzvah of pinya ben, where the Mishnah tells us that chomesh shlom shel ben, this that is an obligation of 5 shkolim, which is with the value of a sela, which is the mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn son, that's b'mana tsuri. That's with the turian, which is tsur is tire. There's the biblical place of tsur. You use that currency for the obligation of the pinya ben. Now, so too shleishim shel eved. There's certain biblical penalties called knosses that are in different situations. For example, let's say someone's ox kills someone's slave. So he has to give that owner of the slave 30 sloim, 30 shkolim. Or chamishim shal einis v'shal mafateh. If someone seduces or rapes a woman, he has to give 50 sloim. Where, or umeya shemaitzi shemra, or there's the 100 sloim he has to give when he defames his wife and saying that she wasn't the psula. Says the Mishnah, kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh, all those payments have to be with the holy shekel, meaning that which is mentioned in the biblical shekel, which is, that shekel is worth 20 ma. Now that the Mishnah says that those ma is a type of a lower currency, that those ma'is are b'mana tsuri, are with the Tyrian mana, which I'm going to explain why we repeat this. We just said this idea that they're all b'mana tsuri, why we're repeating it again. And we're saying that all these things have the obligation of a shekel with the Tyrian mana. Now, the Mishnah concludes and says, "V'kula niftin bekesiv v'b'shav kesiv." Now, although these halachas all tell us that you have to give 50 shkalim, but says the Mishnah, they can be redeemed either with money or something that's worth money. You don't have to give the actual money itself. Chutz mishkalim, except for the shkalim, which is everyone has to bring to the chamber in the Beis Hamikdash in the month of Adar for the new karbonis that they're going to buy with the new shkalim in the month of Nisan. The halach is, you have to bring a machtzis hashekel, you have to bring an actual coin, you can't bring something that's shavu kesef, actually has to be kesef itself. Now the Gemara clarifies and says, what's this manat suri where, as the Mefarshim explained, in the times of the Gemara, they wanted to know, what is this value we're saying in the Mishnah of a manat suri, what would that be in today's times? So Amar Basi says, it's mana shel tzuri. He actually says that, it's the actual mana that's used today in this Medina, in this country of Tzuri, which the measurement of that mana is 25 slum, and the sela is 4 zuzim, and the zuz, as Rashi explains, is the weight of the golden coin, the gulden, which is worth 2.5 pshitin, which is a certain type of small coin in Talmudic literature, according to the weight of metal. That is how much the mana tzuri was, which was actually the same mana in tzuri in the times of the Gemara. Now, Rabami Amar, he says that actually the sela tzuri was dinar arava, is an Arabian dinar, which Rashi says he wasn't told what that interpretation is, but he says he found in the responsum of the Babylonian Goenim that the seven dinarim, which is the dinarim that's mentioned throughout Shas, what's called a dinar, which actually the dinar itself is 6 ma of kesef, which is a quarter of a sela. So 7 of the Talmudic dinarim makes 10 Arabian dinar, which basically is saying that it's 0.7 of the dinar tzuri, which in Arabic these coins are called migrois. If one wants to know how much is the ma'a, how much is the sela, which a quarter of the sela is Talmudic, 7 Talmudic dinarim, so then you have 10 of these Arabian dinarim will equal 7 of those dinarim, which then times 4 will get you to the amount of the sela. B'chaninam, he gives a different interpretation. This is istra sarsia. It's those old sloyim, which there was this old sela, the mizdabne tmanya, that one could buy with 8 of them, bidinara, with a golden gulden. Chamesh minayu lepinya ben, 5 of them was used for a pinya ben. So basically, 8 of these was a dinar zav, and that old slime was exactly this manatsuri that we're describing, and therefore we said that 5 of these slime, because it's the Tyrian currency, that these old slum were exactly that same amount, which is, again, like we said, 8 of them you can get a dinar zav. So therefore, 5 of those, which, because that's the slum that we're talking about, and you have to give 5 slum for ben yaben, that is the value of what would be, because one has to know in current times, which the Gemara was discussing in its current time, what is actually the halacha of 5 slum to fulfill that obligation, which the Mishnah was describing in its times. The question was, did it inflate? Did it stay the same? And that's the different opinions in the Gemara regarding what was the current in Talmudic times, the halacha of the 5 slum of the manitsuri, which was the times of the Mishnah, to describe it, what was the halacha, halachic obligation of the pinya ben in their times.